You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Mark Garber. There is a deal at City Hall on paid sick leave legislation, and it has the potential to upend the dynamic in the Democratic primary race for mayor. Speaker Christine Quinn was regularly the target of her opponents for blocking a vote on a bill for years, and today she stood at City Hall to take credit for the compromise bill that is now likely to pass. WNYC's Bridget Bergen was there and joins me now to talk about its political implications. Hi, Bridget.
Hey, Mark.
So what was the scene like at City Hall this morning?
Well, it was a stark contrast to the scene there last Friday. That's when sick leave advocates and opponents spent the entire day testifying for and against the paid sick leave bill. Today, many of those same people were there praising the compromise. So many people that Quinn's staff actually had to move the press conference from inside City Hall to the steps outside. Quinn stood at the podium with union presidents and people from the Chambers of Commerce, both standing there behind her, and those are people on different sides of the issues last week.
So how did she explain why now she supports the bill after so long arguing against it?
Quinn has always said that it wasn't a question of if, but when, and argued that the local economy hadn't been strong enough for this new mandate. So the compromise bill increased the number of employees that it will apply to. Businesses with less than 15 workers won't need to offer paid sick leave, although all employees will have job security, and the implementation of this new bill will be phased in over time.
Speaking of timing, why did the announcement come today?
Well, as I mentioned, there was that heated public hearing last week. There was some talk that there could be a move with council members circumventing our office and bringing that old bill to the floor for a vote. But rather than that, there have been negotiations going on all week, and they reached a deal that's consistent with the way she's been positioning herself kind of between her Democratic rivals and Mayor Bloomberg. You know, this is an issue where the mayor doesn't support the bill. And similarly, another thing she came out for, the NYPD inspector general, he doesn't support that either.
And Bloomberg, what about him? He's going to veto, right?
He has said that he will veto the bill, and this allows Quinn to sort of differentiate herself and point to an achievement that she got that he wouldn't have. But at the same time, it's also sort of in keeping with this idea that she's said that people don't all need to agree and can still work together.
This isn't about politics. This is about policy. When Mike Bloomberg and I agree, we'll agree. When we disagree, we'll disagree agreeably. And that's governing.
So what about Quinn's Democratic opponents?
The guy who's hurt most politically by this is public advocate Bill de Blasio. He's been consistently out front on paid sick leave, and all his allies praised today's compromise. He was standing alone after the announcement on City Hall steps, saying the bill didn't go far enough, that the compromise still leaves out 300,000 New Yorkers. But at the same time, that opposition isn't winning him a lot of praise. I talked to City Council member James Gennaro after the announcement this morning. He wrote a really strongly worded op-ed piece for the New York Post last week. He wrote one also a year ago opposing paid sick leave. And now he's signed on to the compromise. He said he will actually put his name on as a sponsor of the bill. Here's what he had to say about de Blasio.
I think Bill de Blasio was on a quest for relevance, and I think it's unfortunate. I mean, look at all the wonderful supporters that were here today. You know, we got something very, very important done, very historic done, and I think it would have been gracious of him to, you know, recognize the good thing that was accomplished and not, you know, throw cold water on a very good Friday.
So the other Democratic opponents, you've got Comptroller John Liu and former Comptroller Bill Thompson. They both applauded the measure. You know, in Liu's statement, he actually didn't mention Quinn by name. And Thompson took some credit because that idea of phasing in the plan over time was something that he had suggested. He actually testified also to that at last week's public hearing.
So this is not over by a long stretch. What will you be watching going forward, Bridget?
In terms of the mayoral race, the ball's really in the court of Quinn's competitors right now. You know, how do they differentiate themselves from her going forward? Who's going to land the big union endorsements, the ones that are remaining? It's still early. Anyone could make a misstep. But even if Quinn says today wasn't about politics, it was about policy, her campaign was right out there. They posted the video of this announcement on her campaign website. They were retweeting positive comments during her presser. So there may be policy, but there certainly was a lot of politics.
Absolutely. Thank you, WNYC's Bridget Bergen. This is WNYC.